As I was thinking about the message tonight, yesterday I was looking at a few things, you know, going through some notes, thought I knew what I was going to minister on tonight, and this morning there was something else that was laid on my heart, and so we're going to take a look at that tonight. And I'm going to give you the title up front. The title is Faith Hears, comma, Faith Sees. Faith Hears, comma, Faith Sees. You know, there are a lot of families, not a lot, but there are families in this congregation who are fighting for loved ones. And I want you to know that it's not an accident that the fight is taking place at this moment in time. It's not an accident. Because the more we go into Jesus, the more we go into His Word, the more the enemy of the soul is going to fight against that. And so one of the best ways to fight against that is to distract us with attacks on family, friends, and things like that. So I want you to understand that what some of us are going through are attacks to get us distracted from what we're doing. And the primary way, as you all know, that he does that is through our emotions. Because our emotions, when they see things happen that are not good, they begin to scream. They begin to grab all the attention. And so I wanted to mention that to you because when your emotions rise up like that in any situation, they are rising up and fighting what they see. They are fighting the contradiction of what they are seeing versus what the Word of God says. So that's why the emotions flare up, because you think, you know that God's Word says this, but your emotions are seeing a contradiction to God's Word. So the battle then becomes refusing to see. The battle that we face is we have to come to a point that we refuse to see what we see. We refuse to hear what we hear. Are you following me? In the natural, in the natural, we have to refuse to see what we see and refuse to hear what we hear. I'm not saying at all, ladies and gentlemen, that we are not saying that it is not happening. That is not what I'm saying at all. Isaiah said in Romans chapter 10, I think it's verse 15 or maybe verse 16, it says, "Who is going to believe our report?" Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we have a choice to make in every situation that we face, we find ourselves in. We are either going to believe the report that we see in front of us, or we're going to believe the report that is from the throne room of grace. That is always going to be the choice. That is always going to be the choice. And I thought about Jairus. I talked about him a little bit on Sunday. Remember when he had just seen the woman with the issue of blood healed immediately, instantaneous? And as soon as he heard, as soon as that happened, servants from his home came and told him that his daughter was dead. So Jesus told Jairus, only believe. So he was telling Jairus, what you just heard, you came to me because you knew that I could heal your daughter. So only believe me. Are you following me, ladies and gentlemen? Only believe me. Only believe Jesus. Only believe Jesus. I'm not dismissing the circumstances we go through, the situations we go through. I'm not dismissing any of that. All what I am saying is believe Jesus. Believe Jesus. And the first thing we must do, as you know, is we have to calm the emotions. And the best way to do that is worship. That is the absolute number one best way to do that. And there was a presence tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There was a calmness tonight. There was a peacefulness tonight because we entered in to worship. We entered in. See, we have to understand, worship is not a one-way street. It's not a one-way street. When we enter into worship, when we give worship our all, when we give, we don't leave anything else on the table. When we go into worship, our Heavenly Father joins us. Jesus joins us. The Holy Spirit joins us. Joins us. And so the more we the more we get to the point of worshiping Him and leaving everything else aside, you're going to experience more and more of the peace, more and more of the calm. That is what worship does. Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Brother Barry, we were just there on Sunday. And we are here again on Wednesday. And we're only going to read one verse. And it's verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is substance. Faith is substance. That word substance, it means to place or set under the ground of confidence, assurance, guarantee, or proof. To place under, set under the ground of confidence, assurance, guarantee, or proof. So faith is the guarantee that we're going to get what we are having faith for. That's what that word substance means. And I thought again about Michaela and her baking bread. Now, the substance for the analogy, if faith is the substance, what would be the substance of the things needed to see bread in reality? I'm not a cook. I can read. Sugar, salt, yeast, oil, flour. Michaela, did I leave anything out? Sugar. So in our example, as we look at this verse, sugar, salt, yeast, oil, flour is the substance of things hoped for. And what are we hoping for? Bread. Are you following me? See, I want you to see what it means when you say substance. Substance just doesn't happen out of nothing. You have to put something in to get the substance. In this case, faith is what we put in to get the substance. Okay? So like the example of Michaela's bread, sugar, salt, yeast, oil, and flour are the substance of the thing hoped for, and that thing hoped for is the bread. Okay? I'm trying to paint a picture because sometimes we think about faith and other words in the Bible scripture, it's so abstract that we don't put a picture with it. We don't put anything on it to help us really understand what it is about. So faith is the substance. Faith is the substance. Now, remember we talked about Romans chapter 10, verse 17 on Sunday. And if faith is the substance, how do we get faith? Remember, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by, or faith comes ek. Faith comes ek, hearing, by hearing, and hearing by, or die, D-I-A, the word of God. So faith then, because we got to have faith before we get to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 11, verse 1. We have to have faith already in order for verse 1 to become a reality in our lives. So faith then comes, it originates, that's the word ek, it originates from hearing. And then we talked about the hearing originates, or the hearing comes through, you only hear through the word of God. So faith originates by hearing. And hearing what? Hearing only happens when you put the word of God up here. Okay? That is the process of developing faith. Very simple. Very simple process to developing faith. Now we know that, you know, as part of what we teach here, it also includes worship. It also includes fasting. It also includes praying in tongues, in addition to putting on the word in our lives. Those four things, ladies and gentlemen, will develop and explode faith in your life in a way that nothing else can. And once that faith is exploding in your life, then you get over to Hebrews chapter 1, that then becomes substance. That becomes substance. And the neat thing about this word substance is it's a word that means, and you know, I gave you the definition, but the picture I want to paint for you is when you have the substance, when you have taken the sugar, the salt, the oil, the yeast, the flour, and put it together, that is the substance. And when you have put it together, you know what is going to result from putting it all together. Bread. Okay? So you know that when you bring faith, and faith is that substance, you know that what you are having faith for, what you are hoping for, is going to be a reality. Are you with me so far? Praise God. Because so many times we think about faith and we're too quick to say, I am living by faith, or I know I have faith. Faith says that when it is the substance of what you are hoping for, if it is the main ingredient, the only ingredient of what you are hoping for, you're going to get the bread. No questions, no ifs, no ands, no buts. You are going to get the bread. Okay? If there is no faith, ladies and gentlemen, it is impossible to have substance. If you don't have faith, it is impossible to have substance. You, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot talk yourself into having faith. You can't talk yourself into it. It's only going to happen when you put the word on, when you speak in tongue, when you worship, when you fast. That's how faith comes. You can't talk yourself into it. You can't say, I live by faith. I am a faith warrior, and that's all it takes to get it done. 90% of the body of Christ is like that. And we know the faith results that the body of Christ is producing, don't we? So we see then in this verse 1, faith is the substance of the things hoped for. So once we have that substance, and I'm really trying to help you see this. Once we have that substance, we know we're going to get what we're looking for. Once we have the substance, we know we're going to get. So it's not saying faith is the substance and then there is going to be a question mark at the end. Faith is the substance because we know we got faith. We got what it takes, faith, so we know we're going to get what we hope for. We're going to get Michaela's bread. I hope that paints an image for you. I hope you see it in your head. I hope you see it in your head. And that's why the word, you see the word evidence, and it's the word that means conviction. You are convinced. You are convinced is basically what it means. Because you have faith, and the faith is the substance. You know what you're having faith for. And so since you know what you're having faith for, you know you're going to get it, and that's what the word, that's what evidence communicates. You are going to get it. Okay? Follow me closely. Evidence is what we receive. The bread. Evidence is what we receive. And in this example, it's the bread. The hope produces the evidence. The hope produces the evidence. The substance produces the hope. Faith is the substance. Notice I did not say faith produces substance. Faith is the substance. So this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Faith, hope. Okay, make sure I get this right. I'm sorry, faith, substance, hope, evidence. That's how it works. It is so simple. So simple. I'm getting ready to move, Tim. So I thought I'd give Tim a heads up. I am getting ready to move. You know, we are blessed at this church to have men and women who are willing to pick up and help out when it's needed. You know, Tim is doing the video tonight, the camera. Lottie did the camera Sunday morning, Sunday night. Stephen and Sharon did the audio. So we are very blessed to have people who can stand up and come in and take care of things when it's needed. So we are blessed. Thank you guys so very much. I'm going to make a few statements about faith. And before I do, I also want to do this. Our worship leader is in Tulsa. But we had worship, ladies and gentlemen. We had worship. You know, Alice, Michaela, Michelle. Who's this other guy back there? And Jason. I mean, we had worship because it's not about who's here. It's about where our focus is. It's about where our hearts are. And our hearts are always to worship and serve Jesus. So we had worship. Praise God. I want to make a few statements about faith. Faith understands what it sees in the natural. Remember I made the statement about faith. It's not like we don't see it, we don't recognize it, we don't, give it credence. That's not it. Faith understands what it sees in the natural, but faith only accepts what God says about what it sees. Did you follow me? Faith understands what it sees in the natural, but faith does not accept what it sees, but faith only accepts what God says about what it sees in the natural. And going back to the example of Jairus, Remember, in the natural, he was told that his daughter was dead. But faith only accepts what God says about what it sees. And Jesus said, you don't listen to that, Barry's words. Only believe. You believe me. You believe me. And it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And I think that's one of the things I want to make sure that I communicate tonight, that we are always going to hear things that contradict faith. We live in a world that contradicts faith. And so we have to get to the point that, yes, I understand that. I see that. But I only accept what God says about what I see. Okay? Faith understands positioning, and faith understands authority. Faith understands positioning, and faith understands authority. The natural realm is subject to faith. That is the position. Faith, the natural realm. Spiritual, the natural realm. That's the positioning. Authority, spiritual, a natural realm. Faith understands that. And the sooner we understand that up here, it's going to be the sooner that faith explodes in our lives. When we get to the point that the positional truth is this, that the spiritual overrides the natural. That's why 1 John chapter 4 and 1 John chapter 5 says we are overcomers by our faith. We are overcomers by our faith. Faith understands positioning and authority. The position and now follow me closely on this one, ladies and gentlemen. The position and authority can be reversed when faith is not present. The positioning and the authority can be reversed when faith is not present. And you and I know we're seeing a lot of that today. If everything is reversed, the natural, to use the church as an example, the church at large, the natural is dominating the church. The natural is dominating the spiritual. So when faith is not present, then the natural is going to have the position and the authority. Faith is a constant. Faith is a constant. When the pieces required for faith are in place, you are going to have faith. Period. No ands, no ifs, no buts. You are going to have faith. So the more that we pray in tongues, the more that we read and meditate scripture, the more that we worship, the more that we fast, is the more that we're making faith the constant in our lives. The more that we are putting ourselves in the position and authority over what we see in this world, the more we do that. Okay? Faith is a response to truth. Faith is a response to truth. And John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus said, thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. Faith responds to truth. It does not respond to anything else. It does not respond to anything else other than truth. And that's because faith is a spiritual principle that brings the spiritual realm into the natural realm. Faith only responds to truth. Jesus says, thy word is truth. It will only respond to truth and nothing else. And the last point I want to make tonight, faith never disappoints. Faith never, 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 never disappoints. So I want you to understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that faith is the fulcrum of our lives. Our lives revolve around faith, having it or not having it. And we know from the Bible, we know from Scripture, that faith will come as we hear the Word of God and obey the Word of God. Hear and obey. Hear and obey. Hear and obey. Because you can hear the Word of God all day long. But if you don't obey it, if you don't put it into practice, faith is not coming. Faith is not coming. You have to hear and obey. And hearing and obeying is a principle that runs throughout the entirety of Scripture. Hearing and obeying. That's what God asks of us as His children. So I want to encourage you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Faith, don't make it any more difficult to achieve than it is. And it's not difficult to achieve. It just takes work in terms of doing the things that you have to do and enduring, not giving up, having patience. I don't see the results, Brother Barry. That's fine. You keep doing what you know to do. You keep doing what you know to do. And I thought about my marriage to Doris. As to use it as an analogy, she had to have, when we got married, I was wet behind the ears, elbows, feet, everything. I was young. And so she married me believing that I could be the husband she wanted me to be. And so it took probably 10 years before I was the husband that she knew I could be. So my point in saying that is patience is part of faith. You have to be willing to just continue to do what you do, and the results are going to come. Amen? Faith is your substance. Faith is your sugar, your flour, your oil, your yeast, your salt. That's your substance, to use the analogy. And it is my prayer, it is my hope that that analogy sticks with you.